It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend on Como News.
Como News.
Welcome to Inside Out, the show that helps you create the coolest kitchen, reveal the most beautiful bathroom, and rock the rec room. Whether you do it yourself or prefer professional help, Tammy Michaels is here to solve your design dilemmas from the balcony to the basement. Now, Inside Out with Tammy Michaels continues on Como News.
I live for this part of the week, which is to talk to you about home improvement from an interior designer's perspective. I love my job. I am here for you. If you are struggling where to find something, I bet I know. And I will tell you who to call, who has the answers. I know the teachers. That's what I say each and every Saturday. I know the teachers. Let's give out those phone numbers one more time.
Yeah, 421-1000 in Seattle, toll-free from anywhere around the area or in the world. You can call us at 1-877-397-5666. You know, we've got people listening on the internet, on our stream, from other countries.
Yes, they call.
Dial in 1-877-397-5666.
Let's go to Lynn. Hi, Lynn. How can I help you?
Good morning.
Hi. What are you looking for?
I do maintenance at a chocolate factory, and I have some oak cabinets in the retail area that I need to refinish. Sanding is not practical because you just can't have all that stuff floating around, and I can't have something that has a lot of smell because chocolate will absorb any fragrance or stuff like that you get close to it.
Okay, so really what you're trying... This is very complicated. Is there ever a time where they shut down the chocolate factory or that you can get... Because almost anything is going to off-gas initially, even if it has a lot of green components to it.
Right.
So do you have any downtime in the chocolate factory where chocolate could, 24 hours, do you have that?
That would be the difficult part. I can get some ventilation in this area. It's the storefront, so it's not like everything there, but the best I could hope for would be empty overnight.
Okay. All right. Well, that is enough time. Tell me how bad the condition is of these oak cabinets. Are you sure they have to be refinished?
Well, they're just scratches down towards the floor area where it gets scuffed with bags and...
Okay. I got you covered. You're going to want to get yourself the fine, extra fine steel wool. And okay, just give them, barely, you're not going to be sanding these things. Just barely kind of buffing them out, buffing out the scratches, and, I mean, ever so lightly. And then what you're going to do is you're going to take a bristle brush, and like you would use for painting, and Howard's Restore a Finish. And Howard's Restore a Finish comes in several different colors. Looking at the can, you're going to tell if you want kind of a cherry mahogany, which is reddish, or if you want, you know, kind of a honey, a golden, like a caramel, which goes well with oak usually, or a more blonde maple finish. And this Restore a Finish, you just put it on and rub it off. And there's a little off gassing, but I did this in my house. I always do this to touch up my tables, before I have company over the night before Thanksgiving. And by that next morning, nobody could smell finish. So it's just a few hours, good ventilation. You'll be fine and you won't have to do any sanding. You'll be amazed. This is the secret weapon of antique dealers across the country. And you may not even have to test it out. You may not even have to use any steel wool. So you just with the buffing and a good terry cloth towel, you might get the results you need. And this stuff is miraculous. It's the secret weapon of antique dealers everywhere. That was a great call.
Yeah, right.
Our phone lines are completely... lighting up, and I want to get to all of your calls, answer all of your questions, and let's go to Janet. What an intriguing question. Hi, Janet.
Hi.
What are you looking for?
My mom bought an ottoman back in the 40s, and it's got naga hide on it, and she recovered it. But it had those ugly feet on it back in the old days for ottomans, you know. Okay. And then she put those casters on it. Well, now I'm old, and I can't get down that far to sit on it, and it's the most comfortable ottoman. Of course, she put all new stuffing in it and everything. It's just really neat. But I need legs for it, and I'd like the legs to be like 12, 13 inches so that I could turn it into a seat, just a bench seat, sit in front of the fireplace.
Okay.
And I've looked at the legs at Lowe's. They're kind of expensive, and they're big and thick and ugly.
Okay. You know, what I'm going to tell you about the legs is what you're going to be looking for are coffee table legs.
Okay, yeah.
And that's going to be the right height that you're trying to get to. And you might have to cut them down a little bit, but possibly not. So you're looking for coffee table legs.
Okay.
Search online. Order them online. Order four of them online.
I don't have a computer, and I'm too old now. I'm still stuck back in the 90s. Here.
Okay, but you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you to this is a great opportunity for you to go to the library.
Okay.
And the library is going to help you search online. They're going to take your credit card, sign you up for PayPal, and they're going to help you walk through purchasing online.
Okay.
Our libraries are underused resources. And for someone who has some needs to get online, they will help you. And call in advance and tell them, I need to come in and use a computer, and I need somebody to help me.
Oh,
and they'll tell you your best hours to go in. And they will assist you, get online, and that's where you're going to find these. Because then you're going to have millions of choices.
Alrighty.
And a lady like you deserves choices. She does.
Yes.
She does. And also what's nice about this is they will be table legs that will even screw in the bottom.
Plus it's naga hide. And
yeah.
You know those nagas.
Well, you know.
What is a naga hide anyway?
It was a vinyl. And but let's look, all of our questions are just
good.
So great today.
Yes.
Let's go. Eeny, meeny. Let's go to Cindy.
Well, we need to take a break.
Okay.
Then we'll come to Cindy.
Then, all right, Cindy, hang in there.
Hang in there, Cindy. Don't go away. 1-877-397-COMO.
Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. Bassett is not just another furniture store. Visit Bassett in Redmond, South Center, and Tacoma. BassettFurniture.com.
I just can't tell you how much I love Sound Kitchen and Bath. Well, I loved it so very much that I invested my own money in Sound Kitchen and Bath. Sound Kitchen and Bath does things a little bit different, and that is the fact that you are going to have that kitchen you've always dreamed of. Someone's going to help you with the layout, moving that island, maybe perhaps just changing the layout a little bit. You're unsure. It doesn't function. Those dead corners with all the pots and pans banging around and it's just unused space. Sound Kitchen and Bath is your option. In fact, what I like to say is most people can add 12 to 18 new bags of groceries, additional bags of groceries with the Sound Kitchen and Bath expandable cabinets. You have to see it for yourself to find out what I'm talking about. It's almost like they're elastic. They're not. They're wood. But you'll find out you will have more storage. And they're gorgeous. Custom-made cabinets just for you. Sound Kitchen and Bath, I believed in this company so very much, I invested my own money in Sound Kitchen and Bath. SoundKitchenandBath.com.
Como News Time, 11:14, AAA traffic every 10 minutes on the 4s. And Judith Larson.
It's a miserable drive, Art, heading south on I-5 through the 5 curves all the way down to 54th in Tacoma, where we have that crash. It's mostly on the left shoulder, but I think it's hanging over the fog line. And, you know, we have a lot of construction, but let's talk a little bit about in downtown Seattle, because, boy, when the game time comes, this is going to really bunch up. Spring Street closed all weekend between 2nd and 3rd Avenue. We've got lane closures on 3rd Avenue between Pike and Pine. Second Avenue is closed from Stewart to Pine. That's because of a private construction project. And Fifth Avenue is closed between Madison and Marion as well. Your next report at 11:24. I'm Judith Larson on Como News.
Sunny today, mid-80s right now, 71 degrees.
A message from Key Compounding Pharmacy in Federal Way.
Stop the pain.
Sometimes it's all you can think about.
I just want it to stop.
You've been to your doctor.
I'm always in the doctor's office.
You've tried pain medicines.
I've tried everything.
You just want to stop the pain.
I just want my life back.
Key Compounding Pharmacy in Federal Way understands. People respond differently to pain medicines. We can work with you and your doctor to customize pain medications into a single dosage form or suggest deep-reaching creams or gels to address muscle, joint, or nerve pain. Call Key Compounding Pharmacy at 206-878-3900. That's 878-3900. Visit at 530 South 336th Street in Federal Way and online at keycompounding.com.
Como News. Flooring, wall colors, furniture accessories, she's got you covered. This is Inside Out with Tammy Michaels.
We are taking your calls, answering your design dilemmas. I am here for you. Let's go to Cindy. Cindy, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My husband and I bought a little home as empty nesters and noticed some mold on the wall in the bathroom next to the shower. Well, he tore into it, and now it looks like we're going to have to remodel the bathroom, which we'd planned on doing anyway. But we need a resource on who to help us design it because it's a very small space and it's an awkward shape.
It's a small space and it's an awkward shape. Well, I am going to tell you with full revealing everything, Sound Kitchen and Bath can help you with that small bathroom as general contractors, designers, giving you a full perspective so you can see what your options are, lay out all of the tile options, price points, all of that. So, you know, that's, I don't like to even give out the name of a company that I've invested my money in personally, but I have to tell you that I think we're pretty good at it. But now, to give you other options in kind of fairness to the listener, I don't ever want my show to be only a personal, gratuitous infomercial. So what I will share with you is just in simply tearing it apart and looking at having it remodeled, you know, once it's torn apart by a general contractor, you could go into Ferguson and they can help you in selecting the new materials. And again, I'd send you to Bud in Bellevue, make an appointment with Bud. And just by looking at the room, the floor plan, if you give him the dimensions and the layouts, then he can assist you that way and give you a designer's perspective without hiring a designer, if that makes sense.
It does. We were mainly looking at doing a new layout because the one right now just, it has a huge corner bathtub that's not jetted that just is taking up so much space that we don't need. So we are looking at moving the vanities around and we need more storage. It also doesn't have a door. It's open into the sleeping area, which makes it even more awkward.
Yeah.
So looking at, and on top of that, it was a corner bath, but the building inspector came in and said, well, you're too close to the house next to you, as you know houses are nowadays.
Right.
And so they cut the whole corner off at an angle, which makes it even more difficult to deal with.
Well,
I don't think it's as efficient as it
a multi-angular room.
Yes, you do have a multi-angular room. Well, I can tell you that the myriad of designers that Sound Kitchen has can certainly help you.
Okay.
And don't underestimate what Bud might be able to offer you as advice at Ferguson mm-hmm. as far as options are concerned and layout potential for the room. It takes some pictures, takes some measurements, and I think that, you know, the folks there would be another alternative, because I just don't feel good about saying, call me in my office. I just don't. So that gives you an alternative. I think that is a designer approach. Mm-hmm. And without paying for an hourly rate of a designer or having somebody come in that would be self-ingratiating like that.
I see.
So, okay. Yeah, fairness, you know.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, full disclosure.
Full disclosure. Yes. You know, I guess I just really have a problem when I'm listening to a show and you hear every answer saying,
call me.
Call me in my office. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of good people in my industry. And so, you know, I would say that, you know, throwing out a couple of names of other people, you know, Marie Blackburn, she's just very talented. She's a designer. Paula Kennedy, she's a designer. You know, those are some really good people out there. And that's one of the beautiful, Kayron Bauer, you know, she's another one. I mean, there are some great competitors. So I'm fortunate enough to have this show. I don't think it's fair to just give out my name. I don't like that. So let's go ahead and give out the phone numbers.
Yeah, 421-1000, a toll-free 1-877-397-5666.
Well, let's go to Joan. Hi, Joan. How can I help you?
Hi. We just remodeled a bathroom, and we have a 5-foot square shower now and 3 sides of tiles, and I need to put a door or something across the front.
Sure.
Some people have suggested it's big enough you don't really need a shower door, but I'm kind of doubting on that. So where can I get I was thinking glass shower door, but what are other options, or where can I get this?
I would go to Northwest Shower Door, and I hate giving out addresses, phone numbers, et cetera. Just Google it up. It's easy to remember. We live in the Northwest, and you need a shower door. So word association, it will not be hard. And why I love these people is, first of all, they're fairly priced. They stand behind their work. And the other thing that I love about these folks is they have a beautiful showroom, so you can see all of your options, all of them. And they will help you. This is all they do, are shower door openings with other products other than glass. So that would be where I would go. Is Northwest Shower Door. You can go on their online. They have a beautiful website. But when you go in, make an appointment, and somebody will walk you through and find something for your budget and for your room. Take pictures on your smartphone so they can see what the room looks like.
I love that. There's a whole company devoted to shower doors.
Just to shower doors.
Didn't know that.
They're beyond talented and nice folks.
Yeah. Phone number is 1-877-397-5666.
Block the sun, not your view. Call Rainier Shade today. Sunscreens and awnings. Locally manufactured, deal factory direct. RainierShade.com.
Here's the thing. We all want to save water. We've heard about what's happening in California. Our governor has even declared a partial state of alert when it comes to water preservation, and certainly the laws are regulating it when you go to remodel. So then what happens? You get a shower head and they've restricted the flow of water. And if you've ever had one of these in your home, you will find out that what you get is a cold shower. That's right, a cold shower. Even if you turn the heat up all the way, you get less water, less shower experience. So Delta Brizo came out with this technology that all I can tell you is no one else does it like they do. I have a Brizo shower system, and the H2O technology creates a bigger drops of water, more luxurious shower, and it's warm. And what they did is they put in something, it looks like a windshield wiper. You know when you wiggle a hose, you get bigger drops of water? Well, essentially, that's what you get. Larger drops of water, a luxurious, saturating shower experience. Brizo. You're going to want to check it out for yourself. And by the way, it's really gorgeous and available in the Bellevue Ferguson location.
Como News Time, 11:24, and AAA traffic every 10 minutes on the fours. Here's Judith Larson.
Well, Art, it's kind of ironic that with all the construction closures we have in Seattle and King County, it's Pierce County, Tacoma, that's just a mess on I-5. South 5 is just slammed from the Pierce County, King County line all the way to well south of State Route 16. South 5 at 54th, we still have that crash on the shoulder. And then North 5 through Tacoma is not real good either. From 56th to the Puyallup River Bridge, you might just want to get out of your car and walk. It'd be quicker. Your next report at 11:34. I'm Judith Larson on Como News.
Right now, 71 degrees.
Do you hate the glare on your flat-screen TV? Do you want to protect your flooring and upholstery from fading? Block the sun, not your view. Call Rainier Shade today. Exterior sunscreens reduce the glare and actually enhance your view. Sunscreens and awnings operate by the touch of a button. Locally manufactured, so you deal factory direct. Call Rainier Shade today for a free consultation. RainierShade.com. That's RainierShade.com.
You've waited for a lifetime for the kitchen or master bath of your dreams. You need to call Sound Kitchen and Bath and make your dream a reality. If you love the rich look of American walnut, exotic zebra wood, or gorgeous moldings, you need to call Sound Kitchen and Bath. Fabulous design and service. Sound Kitchen and Bath services the entire Puget Sound. The kitchen or master bathroom of your dreams is here. Call Sound Kitchen and Bath today. SoundKitchenandBath.com. That's SoundKitchenandBath.com.
It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend on Como News. Inside Out with Tammy Michaels continues.
We are just jammed on our phone lines. Let's give out our phone numbers.
421-1000 in Seattle. Toll free. You can dial us up from anywhere. Cost you nothing. 1-877-397-5666.
Let's go to Judy. Hi, Judy. How can I help you?
Hi, Tammy. I love your show.
Thank you.
I'm actually calling to my daughter, who has a bathroom that has one of those terrible plastic surrounds, and it's looking like it wasn't sealed right, and perhaps there's mold up behind it.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know who she should call to come and take a look at it. Would you call a plumber or a general contractor?
You're going to have to call a general contractor. Here's the good news, okay? People hear mold, and because of Erin Brockovich and her lawsuit about black mold and the health hazards of mold, there's a lot of different types of mold. The ones that are real health hazards, you don't want to, be inhaling any mold. But the ones that are really bad are pretty rare. And we run into mold all the time. And where does your daughter live?
Kent.
Okay, that makes it a little easier. Here's what I'm actually going to tell you to do. Because I think that the answer might be a one-stop shop location. I'm going to send her into McClendon Hardware. At their, they have a home services desk, and they have small contractors that they refer out for projects just like this. And so they've vetted those contractors, and they can respond to a small shower surround and give you a contractor that will come out and replace that. I will tell you, please replace it with tile and good backer board, not another one of these plastic surrounds. And McClendon might offer both, but just take my advice on this one and you will be happy.
You can't use a laminate or something? Isn't there something you can use other than tile?
I'm not a fan. I'm just not a fan.
Okay.
And so, I would say call another home improvement show that they're a fan.
Okay,
you're calling and asking my opinion. And so, there are very affordable tile options. There are very affordable options for shower surrounds. But with those products, I'm not a fan. And
okay.
So that
right.
would be,
well,
but McClendon's is going to take you in a good direction. That they will do.
All right. Okay. And you can call us up. Our phone number, 1-877-397-5666, 1-877-397-KOMO. It's Tammy Michaels Inside Out, and we will be back with more in just a few moments right here on KOMO.
Every single one of his medical bills, everything, is just all taken care of.
We have phenomenal research, outstanding clinical care, and the generosity of public, which allow us to treat patients regardless of what it takes.
At St. Jude, families never receive a bill for treatment, travel, housing, or food, because the only thing a family should worry about is helping their child live.
Because of you.
Gracias a ti.
Because of you.
There is St. Jude.
KOMO News 1000, FM 97.7, winner of the 2015 Murrow Award for Excellence. Keeping you first keeps us first. This is KOMO News.
11:30 at KOMO News. We'll be back with more Tammy Michaels after this.
We could be just a few hours away from horse racing history. A win at today's Belmont Stakes could make American Pharoah the first Triple Crown winner since affirmed in 37 years.
The grandstand will literally be shaking with excitement, especially if American Pharoah can pull it off and become the first horse to win the Triple Crown since 1978. At 3-5 odds, there's not a lot of money to be made. So we've met people here who are actually going to bet against the horse for their wallet, even if their hearts are with American Pharoah.
ABC's Aaron Katursky at Belmont Park. The track is drying out after this morning's rains, but the nation's midsection could be in for more storms this weekend. President Obama says Beau Biden was the rare politician who put his family and private life above all else. He spoke at the funeral today for the former Delaware Attorney General, son of Vice President Biden, who died of brain cancer last week. Two teens arrested in Virginia after going on a multi-state crime spree. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Stay connected.
Stay informed.
This is KOMO News.
Good morning, KOMO News Time, 11:31. I'm Taylor Van Sice. Now our top stories from the KOMO 24/7 News Center. A young man has died after intentionally drinking the liquid used in electronic cigarettes. According to the state, it's the first such death here in Washington. Dr. Alexander Garrard with the Washington State Poison Control Center says the man was in his early 20s and he drank very concentrated forms of the liquid, which was purchased on the internet. Dr. Garrard tells KOMO there's currently no law against buying the concentrated liquid online, and kids could even purchase it if they had a credit card number. That Citizens Initiative to raise the minimum wage in Tacoma to $15 an hour has enough valid signatures to make it to the November ballot. The News Tribune reports the Pierce County Auditor's Office verified the petitions after supporters brought in more signatures to replace signatures that were found to be invalid. Tacoma also put together a task force that would come up with a plan to gradually raise the minimum wage over time. The Citizens Initiative would immediately bump the wage up to $15 if approved by voters. It might be the only crop in Washington not hurt by drought, and as KOMO's Brian Calvert reports, you'll likely be drinking a glass of it with dinner tonight.
Just say the word drought and farmers cringe. Added expenses, lost crops, a drought can spell the end. But grape growers? Warmer Washington winters means you can grow more varieties of grapes around here these days. According to the Agriculture Department, the wine grape industry in Washington is now worth $252 million. It takes a lot less water to grow grapes than it does apples, so some farmers in Washington are even bulldozing their orchards and planting vines. Less water to go around isn't good for hops, which means the beer industry may feel the drought, but wine should be just fine. Brian Calvert, KOMO News.
Can you ditch your car and take transit all month long? That's what the City of Seattle wants you to try this month. It's Ride Transit Month. You can participate in contests and win prizes by signing up at RideTransitMonth.org. Also starting today, Metro Transit is expanding bus service on 53 routes thanks to a voter-approved proposition. And anticipate at least a few traffic headaches this weekend, not just because everybody's trying to get to the beach. The eastbound lanes of the 520 bridge are shut down through the weekend, and the two right lanes of southbound I-5 will close for repairs on the Ship Canal Bridge. The I-5 closure only from 5 to 10 in the morning both today and tomorrow. Southbound lanes on the Aurora Bridge are closed, or, well, just reopening now, actually, after some joint repairs. And to top it all off, the transit tunnel in Seattle is shut down all weekend for upgrades. KOMO News Time, 11:34.
In our AAA traffic, every 10 minutes on the fours with Judith Larson.
Well, we've got Seattle police headed to the scene of a brand new crash in Seattle, 4th Avenue, right there, 4th Avenue south of Seattle Boulevard. That's just off of Dearborn, if you're wondering where that is. Eastbound 520 bridge, of course, closed all weekend long. We've got a lot of people taking the ferries. We now have a 1.5 hour or more wait at the Edmonds Ferry Dock and a 1 hour wait leaving from Seattle to Bainbridge. Your next report at 11:44. I'm Judith Larson on Como News.
Sunshine today and tomorrow, highs mid-80s. Right now, 72 degrees.
Now back to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels on Como News.
I love my job. That's the one thing you can tell when you turn on the radio and you listen to this program. I talk about home improvement from an interior designer's perspective. And what I always say is I know the teachers. I know where to find the solutions. I know the experts. And when you call this program, you are calling the right place. Let's give out those phone numbers.
Yeah, you can call us right now at 1-877-397-5666.
Let's go to Lynn. Very intriguing question. What's going on, Lynn?
Hi, I live in Bremerton, and I have extensive wrought iron on vertical supports for the front and back porch, plus the railings. And they're badly rusted. They're not breaking or anything, but they're badly rusted, and it's scroll work. And I need somebody to help me. I'm 71, and this isn't going to happen for me. So where do I go?
Okay. So I was going to walk you through how to repair this yourself, but then you indicated that this is something that now you are not going to be able to do yourself. Here's what I'm going to share with you. Restoring these is not going to be inexpensive. And the reason why it's not going to be inexpensive is because the man hours and the labor to go through and to scrub these out and to get the rust out, they have to be repaired with an epoxy or a polyester resin, which, you know, there's a dry time for that. And then of course, you've got to prime the whole thing with, you know, an alkali primer. There you've got more time. I mean, you're talking about in man labor to do this, something that's going to tie somebody up for, you know, 4 days, 5 days. And so that's why the price of this is not going to be inexpensive. And I was going to walk you through it. Do you have any family members, church members, you know, folks like that, that would be willing to help you with this? Because it is going to be costly when you go to sub this out.
Not really.
Okay. All right. Well, that, really. All right. That's unfortunate, but you know, here's what I want to tell you that I would do in your case is, you know, I think that I'm going to take down your name and number. I'm going to find out if there's someone that I can find in your area that would help you because you need some help, and you probably, I mean, unless you have thousands of dollars to have this repaired, I don't know if you do.
No.
Okay. That was my,
tired and...
yeah, that was my suspicion. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to put you on hold, and I know some good-hearted folks that are up in the, you know, in that they are in the Bremerton area, and let's see what we can do to have somebody help you. Because
can you go over what I would need to do?
Yeah. All right. So here's what you would need to do. First of all, you're going to have to thoroughly clean it, and in cleaning it, I would recommend that you use any number of cleaners that are available through the hardware store. Even using Simple Green and scrubbing it down is really going to be a lot to get this cleaned up. I'll tell you another little secret that I use for projects like this is dishwasher soap. dissolving the dishwasher crystals in some warm water, using some gloves because it's kind of caustic. That's a great way to go, and I've cleaned and scrubbed. You're going to want a metal scrub brush. You're going to want to use some steel wool. You're going to want to clean it. Then the next thing you're going to want to do is you're going to want to go to a major hardware store, like a Lowe's, like a Home Depot. Go to the front desk. That's my tip on getting help at a Home Depot. And you're going to want an epoxy or a polyester resin. And then they're going to give you a small broad knife, almost, you know, because it's like peanut butter, to get it in there. And then you're going to want to, after the polyester or epoxy resin, and it's very sticky stuff, so it's kind of difficult to work with. You got to be patient. So then the resin goes in and you allow it to dry. I would allow it. This is a good weekend to do this kind of thing because you've got some nice warm weather. So it needs to dry a good 24, 48 hours. You want it to completely cure. Then sand it. And so you don't want to get too much excess in there because you got to sand this down. And so you sand it down. Then you use an alkali primer. Again, you can get that at a box store. They're going to walk you through it. This is also a caustic. It has fumes. You're going to want to, you know, wear a mask because you don't want to inhale this stuff. And then you're going to want to use a high quality metal paint. I like Rust-Oleum or one of those, and I would recommend you spray it on. So it's multi-process. You can do it. And so I would say that the whole thing for you to do yourself, for materials and all, you're going to be under a couple $100. To hire someone, you're going to be looking at a couple thousand. So that's really the difference. So, and I am going to take your number, and I'm going to see if I can reach out to some folks to do some nice things for people like you. So,
I would greatly appreciate that.
Absolutely. We're going to see if we can get you some help. Yep. We're going to put her on hold.
Okay, let them put you on hold. Just hang on, okay?
Just have her hang on.
All right.
Yeah.
Phone number is 421-1000 or toll free 1-877-397-5666.
No one builds a more sound cabinet for such a sound price than Sound Kitchen and Bath. Replace or reface Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com.
Everyone is tired now and then. You may not sleep well, or you use something to keep you awake, yet you are always feeling low in energy. That may be nature's signal to you that something is wrong. This can happen to both men and women. Meridian Valley Lab are experts in finding the cause of your fatigue and what you can do about it. Meridian Valley Labs can easily provide a hormone test to help you find the answers. You will learn about a variety of treatments, including dietary and lifestyle changes. Hormones may not be the only thing causing your fatigue. You might also have a food allergy. Meridian Valley Labs' proprietary food allergy test is a simple, safe, and affordable do-it-yourself test kit that you can do at home. Some of these tests may require a doctor's approval. Call Meridian Valley Lab and get back to feeling energetic again. It's easy, affordable, and you deserve it. Call 206-209-4200. That's 206-209-4200. Or visit meridianvalleylab.com. That's meridianvalleylab.com.
Buy your metal roofing materials direct from Metal Roof Specialties, the Northwest premier source for metal roofing, metal siding, and custom metal fabrications. Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. For homeowners and builders alike, you will love the selection and service, and they won't be undersold. Ask about installed pricing with preferred installers. Buy direct at Metal Roof Specialties and save. Check them out at ilovemetalroofs.com. That's ilovemetalroofs.com.
Coleman News Time, 11:44. Let's check our AAA traffic every 10 minutes on the fours, and we've got Judith Larson.
Well, Seattle police and aid now at the scene of a crash in Seattle on 4th Avenue South at Seattle Boulevard near Dearborn. And don't forget the eastbound direction of the 520 bridge closed until Monday. South 405 is getting kind of slow there between 167 to I-5 and Tukwila, but I-5 is a big mess both directions through Tacoma, especially southbound. It's just a traffic jam from the King Pierce County line to State Route 16. Your next report at 11:54. I'm Judith Larson on Como News.
And today through Monday, sunny, highs mid-80s. Right now, it is 72 degrees.
It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend on Como News. You have a home design question? Tammy Michaels has the answer. Now more Inside Out.
You know, I have to share with you, somebody told me a number of years ago, if you think you're going to climb to the top of the mountain, don't think for a minute that folks aren't going to throw rocks at you. And so, in other words, I have the privilege of turning on a microphone, and I have my own opinions, and there are people that, don't like me. And one of the things that I find intriguing is some folks don't like me, and they've never known me, they've never met me, or they've heard something. And then some folks don't like me, or they're mad at me because they disagree with me. But, you know, I always say, get to know me, really me. To know me is to love me. Well, you know, I'm a nice person. I don't remember the song, but
it's a good one.
But let's go to Norman, because Norman wants to disagree with me. And I think, and you know what? I am open to criticism, and I love to talk about, you know, someone else's opinion. Norman, welcome to Inside Out. How can I hear from you today?
Okay, a clarification on the question. You said about the shower. The tile is better than, or you liked it. No, it was your opinion that was a better solution. I didn't hear why. Because we're in that same situation. We're going to replace where a shower should be and put in one. And I'm just curious as to why the advantages of the tile over the plastic, although I prefer the tile, but I know it's a little more expensive.
Yes. Okay. Well, and I will tell you, our phone lit up right after that with somebody who was pro plastic shower, and apparently you're not him, but he wanted to take me on and talk about, you know, the shower surrounds. Look, those shower surrounds, there's some really good companies that do them, and they stand behind their work. I just don't like them. I think they're ugly. I think that when you see one of those, it looks like a Tupperware shower. I'm a designer. I like beautiful things. I have yet to see a beautiful polyurethane type shower surround. And so, you know, that's why I don't like them. I think they're ugly. And for about the same amount of money, you could get a prettier shower. Here's why I like tile. And I'm even going to say something nice about a company that can seal it for you forever. That Mr. Seal Team 1, if you put in tile or stone, Mr. Seal Team 1 can come out and seal it for you. I just met him. And he changed my mind about his product and him. And so you can get a forever seal on natural stone and the grout for the tile. And so it is so much prettier. Now, if you want to spend more money, you could get a quartz, or you could get a natural stone for your shower surround, and that would be pretty expensive to do. As a designer, I have done that. But the tiles that are out now, we're putting in quite commonly 12 by 24, so very wide tiles, 12 by, we've got some 8 by 20s, you know, 10 by 20s that are really pretty. And so, you know, and the subway tiles, we've got glass tile, we've got all kinds of gorgeous tile. I just can't understand for the life of me why somebody would want something that looks, in my opinion, like Tupperware in the shower when it's going to cost you about the same amount of money.
That was another thing there, was cost. And I was thinking, well, it's likely to be a little more, but okay, how much more, number one? Number two, what size tile?
Well, that's going
to... This is a 3x4. It's 3 foot wide by 4 foot deep.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you to a couple websites, Houzz, and Pinterest.
Houzz, okay.
Yes, and Pinterest. And you can look at millions of pictures. Just type in beautiful showers, elegant showers, tile showers, and every imaginable color and configuration will come up. And the answer to this question is yes. So what size, what you like, that's what I want to say is, you know, the answer is look at the photos and make a determination based on what you personally like. And so, you know, that's how we weigh that out. I every single time I criticize a product, I will immediately get a call from someone who absolutely yep. loves it. It's America. You get to disagree with me. I'll even put you on the air to disagree with me. I'll be polite to you and disagree with you. And just say, you know, those products, I'm not saying they're bad products. And
I just don't like them.
I just don't like them.
Simple.
Yes, I'm a designer. My job is to make it look beautiful, sophisticated, elegant. You know, the last time I checked, I never set my Thanksgiving table with Tupperware, you know?
Yeah.
So if you're going to create a beautiful shower, even on a budget, I would rather have budget-oriented tile than, you know, Tupperware. And that's all I'm going to say about that today.
All right. It's 1-877-397-5666. Give us a call.
Metal Roof Specialties, the premier source for metal roofing and siding. Low prices and great selection. ILoveMetalRoofs.com. That's ILoveMetalRoofs.com.
A message from Key Compounding Pharmacy.
I'm not a doctor. I'm not a pharmacist. I'm a patient, and the truth is that I need to be able to take my medication easily and get back to my life. Doctor, you know medicine. Pharmacist, you know medication. So please get together and come up with something I can take and tolerate.
Visit Key Compounding Pharmacy at 530 South 336th Street, Federal Way, online at keycompounding.com. Call 206-878-3900. That's 878-3900.
I believe...
You know, with Rainier Sun Systems, here's what you're going to find out. You can reduce the glare, reduce the heat, reduce the wind, reduce the UV rays, keep the bugs out, and you're going to save money on your electric bills. You're not going to need air conditioning. That's what happened in my house. I thought I needed air conditioning, and as soon as I got my Rainier Solar sunscreens, I don't need air conditioning. It cuts out the glare on the television set. I preserve my beautiful hardwood floors and my upholstery. And I don't even know how we ever lived without them. And in my bedroom, I have the blackout shades. Aha! Uh-huh. It gets, you know, the sun sets here really late. And then it's up early in the morning. So on Sundays, I sleep in blackout rooms. And the awnings, you can have an outdoor barbecue even on a drizzly day because those retractable awnings come in and out and I love them. All remote control because, yes, what does my husband need? Another remote control. So I love these things. You've got to get them for yourself. Rainier.com/shade. And I would call them. They manufacture them locally. I love these people. I love this company.
Luxury should do more than just look good. Brizo Kitchen and Bath offers a beautiful range of fashion-forward products that will delight your eyes and refresh your conscience. Using H2O Kinetic and hands-free technology that control volume and velocity to create the ultimate functionality, blended with focused conservation. Brizo, gorgeous kitchen, bath, and shower systems. Available at Ferguson Showrooms.
Shop Ferguson!
Como News Time, 11:53 right now. Let's see if Judith is available, our AAA traffic. Hey, Judith.
It so happens I am. I'm just right here waiting for you. Well, don't forget eastbound direction, the 520 bridge closed till Monday. And westbound 520, this is in Redmond now at 40th. Watch out. I'm not sure which lanes. We have metal debris there, so watch out for that. Heading south on I-5 through Tacoma is just a mess. You are slammed from the King Pierce County line all the way down to 38th, where it looks like we still may have a crash on the side. This is brought to you by WyndhamRewards.com. It's simple. 15,000 points earns you a free overnight. Go to WyndhamRewards.com. Your next report at 12:04. I'm Judith Larson on Como News.
Well, sunshine, highs mid-80s today and tomorrow, overnight lows in the 50s, and right now, 72 degrees.
Como News, Inside Out is back on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Here's Tammy Michaels.
I am Tammy Michaels, and you know, if you've listened to my program for any amount of time, you will know that there are a couple of things that Tammy loves: vets and pets, veterans and pets. So, you know, I had one of those weeks this last week, and everybody has it, you know, where you just have one of those weeks. And it was National Donut Day, and an ex-Marine that I work with brought in so many donuts, boxes and boxes of donuts to our office. And we're an office of mostly women. And so, you know, thankfully we didn't eat all the donuts. I mean, way, way too many donuts. And so I thought to myself on my way home, I'm going to stop off at the USO and drop off these beautiful donuts for the troops. And we have a USO center at the SeaTac Airport. And so I went in with my boxes of donuts, and believe me, they were getting gobbled up pretty fast.
Yeah,
and
smiles, I'm sure.
I did. But, you know, I want to tell you something, and that is I remembered why I do what I do, and I remembered why I love the USO and why I love our troops. And I just want to tell you about one very beautiful sergeant that I had the privilege to meet. And he was coming through with his two daughters, 9 and 11. And what I found out was that as he was coming through, he had a layover, which is very common. And he would not be able to get on a flight to go to his ultimate destination, which was Seoul, Korea. And he was traveling so that his two daughters, 9 and 11, could spend the summer with dad. And there they were, holed up in our USO. I saw another couple come through, and they were going to be there till Tuesday. And so, you know what? I made up my mind that I'm going to stop complaining. I'm going to shut myself up when I'm going through an airport, when my flight is delayed, and when they lose a piece of my luggage, because these young people that do what they do for not very much money live a life that you and I would probably not choose to live. They eat food we wouldn't choose to eat. They sleep in places we wouldn't choose to sleep. And they don't even consider it a hardship. You should have seen the spirit that I saw. And it reminded me why I do what I do. And so tonight, when we're all out having a barbecue, I'm going to go boating with some friends, and we embrace freedom. I want you to know that we embrace this freedom because of those young men and women who do what they do. And when I asked this sergeant, what does he do? He told me, I work for CENTCOM, which is essentially Central Intelligence in Seoul, Korea. And I said, how is that job? He said, well, I will tell you, it's very interesting. We are never bored. So there you go. You are safe today and you are safe tomorrow because of those young men and women who choose to serve. And thank you to the USO volunteers who willingly show up without pay. And I met some beautiful people. I met Mary, I met Victoria, and Sean Charay. And it was a beautiful experience. So when you see a soldier, you know, there's kind of an unspoken thing that we do, which is to just simply put your right hand over your heart. And that says to them, thank you. You don't have to stop them. And it just, and a nod of the head says, thank you for your service. And I walked out of there last night and I realized that all the things that I thought of were so stressful for the week. I were just first world problems. And they're first world problems in a free country because of those people who serve. Now, I'm going to be hitting y'all up, as they say from the South, because I am the gala chair for 2015. And we're going to raise some money. And so I'm going to be putting it out there. Feel free to send me an email. I am Tammy at TammyMichaels.com. Mr. SEAL Team 1 is auctioning off at my gala, he's gonna give up $1,000 of sealant. I met him at the USO. He got to see the young people drinking their coffee. I have to tell you, it's an unfair sales tactic because after he saw it, yeah. he bought a $5,000 table at my gala and gave me to auction off.
Yeah.
And so that's how I close you. If I make you cry, I'm gonna grab your wallet. So, you know, thank you to Mr. SEAL Team One and the USO volunteers, and it's just an absolute privilege to be associated. And as I wrap up my broadcast, I always want to remind you, please make all those design decisions with your kids, your pets, the people you love in mind. What a privilege it is to be here each and every Saturday. Thank you, Art. Thank you, Taylor, Rich Lyons. It's been a great show, and we've had a lot of fun.
Yep, and we'll see you next week, Tammy, and have fun on the boat today.
Yes, we're going to have a lot of fun.
Wear your personal flotation device, your PFD.
There you go, PFD.
Sir. Do it. All right. We'll continue. We'll have more news coming up.
KOMO Seattle, KOMO FM Oakville.
Continuing coverage of the top news, traffic, and weather on KOMO News 1000, FM 97.7, and KOMONews.com.
Top local stories coming up after ABC covers the world. It's 72 degrees, 12 noon.